The subway system in the U.S. city of Boston will soon be equipped with subway trains made in China. Well, the Made in China label has, for some time stood for cheap and low-end products, but today, maybe that perception no longer holds water. We'll talk about it. But first of all, guys, let's talk about this contract that's being realized right now when Chinese made subway cars are hitting the U.S. market.
Yeah, according to Xinhua's report, the first subway cars rolled off the production line in Jilin Province on October 16th and are due to be shipped to Boston in this December. These subway cars are produced by the China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation, which is also known as CRRC, and the cars can run at a speed of over 100 kilometers per hour. I think this is why this can be a big news today, is because this is the first time Chinese rail equipment will be used in the United States. And under the deal, the Chinese company CRRC will manufacture 152 rail cars for the city's Orange Line and 132 cars for the Red Line to replace the cars now in service. Because the current train cars in Boston have been running for decades and are said to be too old to provide a modern trip experience recently.
Yeah, so I guess the previous person that had created these derelict subway cars that are about to be replaced by the CRRC are Hawker Siddeley Canada, which, as I understand, Canada is one of the bigger contenders slash rivals of maybe some international business for the CRRC. But this is huge because the CRRC not only went against, I believe, Bombardier, which is their Canadian rival, as I understand now. They also went, Bombardier was one of five bidders for this, but the CRRC did this. These new cars, they're designed to operate for 30 years, so that's pretty nice. They got, you won't have to worry about it for a while, it sounds like. And they're going to be a part of the oldest, America's oldest subway service, okay? I guess Boston Subway is 117 years old, okay? And it's the lifeline. As you can imagine, it's so old, it's become such a huge part of Boston, its culture and how they do things, right? So commuters, I guess they have some problems though, because many of these older subway cars, they're old-fashioned, and during extreme weather, maybe they have a tendency to have delays and whatnot with these kind of older cars. And so also something to keep in mind is when Huang Shed said the Red Line and the Orange Line, these are the financial districts. This is Harvard University. These are very populated areas, I guess, of where commuters are going. So this is a big deal, as I understand.
Yeah, well, this is certainly very exciting news for Chinese manufacturers. And certainly, when we look at this story and you do a little bit more research to understand the subway history and culture in Boston, it is a big deal. As when you look at this, wow, Boston had its first subway 117 years ago. That shows development, and it's a history. It's a city with a long history, and people using the subway as a primary way to travel from A to B in the city. And with a little bit of research, we found that in Boston, it's not just the trains going underground, but sometimes it needs to go through tunnels and above surface as well. So I think it's rather complicated. The layout, that the train needs to go through. And this time, with this deal, the CRRC actually tailor-made the trains to fit specifically Boston's requirement. Let's look into a little bit more detail into the steel that's been made and how CRRC won the contract.
Yeah, I think for when we talk about why like CRRC can win this contract, it's because like now China is trying to change people's perception of the made in China. Because in the past, when people talking about made in China, they all think of the cheap price and maybe low quality. But this time, the CRRC won the deal with the advanced like technology standards and also efficient after sales services, and also to win this deal. And China's CRRC have made a great effort. Based on the research, it said that to ensure the safety of passengers, when 2 6-carriage subway train collide at a speed of 40 kilometers per hour, and a Chinese firm, like, of course, CRRC has implemented more than 120 standards required by the local government.
Right. So, you know, Liu Shiwei, president of, I guess, CRRCMA, a big part of that company, he told Xinhua that America's quality control is a hard pass. Mm. OK, so that means not easy to get in there. The United States requires 340 tons standard, much higher than that of Europe and Japan. So maybe other places that are buying these cars, the U.S. is the one that isn't standardizing with them. So not necessarily the one, this is kind of a tailor-made, like you said, Hyung, car. Also, as I understand, in addition, the vehicles should remain in shape if a fire would break out under the floor panel and that fire were burning for a time of 45 minutes. So the U.S. is saying, all right, well, if you want to get this contract, we don't want to be like the other guys. You have to make these cars different in weight. And also, we want quality. If there's a fire under our cars, 45 minutes. We don't want the hull of these cars to be compromised. And so who rose to the occasion? The CRRC. And as I understand, it offered the lowest price, that is 567 million U.S. dollars, about half of what Bombardier, that Canadian company, offered. So actually, Huangshen, I'd say it is offering a cheaper deal, but also keeping up with quality, which is something really special, you know? So now we're seeing the better deal being the cheaper deal, but also not sacrificing quality, which is something very special I see happening with the CRRC.
Yeah, and that sounds like the dream deal.
The dream.
Yeah, well, when it's cheaper than other competitors, but also it's really good quality that meets the standard and demand of, well, Boston that is ordering the subway cars. And also, before the show, I went online to check some of the photos of the subway cars that's gonna be shipped to the U.S. And it looked very much like the subway cars that we ride often in Beijing. One of the new features, I suppose, is that, you know, on the panel in the Chinese subway cars, you'll be able to see the red light go off when you arrive at one station.
And then you run out the door because you're like, oh my God, that's me.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. Alerting me that, you know, my stop is here.
Like, so, hello.
I mean, get off.
Yes, but I think it's useful to have that, but older subway cars don't always have that equipped.
Oh, yeah.
And also, there is one feature that I thought was very useful. That is, there's special facilities for those who ride in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So for the disabled, there is a very convenient facility on the subway car as well.
Yeah. You know, I want to say, though, this is something that I'm not surprised by, but because maybe I live in Beijing, you know, sometimes I feel like online one, you can take maybe one of the older cars. I wouldn't say it's anything less than appropriate for what it needs to do, but maybe the seat layout's just kind of like every other maybe subway car like you'd see in New York or something like that. But sometimes you get on these, I would say, a little more fancy subway cars, which I think, you know, gradually maybe Beijing's replacing cars with newer subway cars. And so sometimes the light system's a little more fancy, especially I think on newer lines you'll see these cars more often. Sometimes they have flip down seats. So maybe if you are in a wheelchair, these seats flip up and there's space to be conserved. But maybe if there's not a lot of people, you can sit down. There's also many times in these subway, these newer subway cars, like in Beijing, a place for a wheelchair, someone in a wheelchair to kind of, I think there's even a strap so you can strap yourself in and ride in comfort.
Yes, and those are small things, but very important for those in need. And
absolutely.
I think the attention and the thought that is being put into these things that shows that, well, this is a good product when it's got the human orientation taken under consideration.
Mm. Yeah, I think another like highlight of this new subway car is that it can deal with, I mean, run in different climates, like ranging from the tropical to alpine, and as well as maybe across various geological conditions. I think maybe it's just designed for Boston.
Yeah, this is really interesting because you think, you know, Canada has a very similar, you know, I would say geographical situation as the U.S. They're both North America. Maybe it's a little colder up there. Sorry, Canada. But, you know, so you'd think, like, in which case you'd see a more lower bid, first of all, because they're geographically closer and maybe they know how to build subway cars or subway trains in some cases better for that kind of environment because that's where they call home, right?
Yeah.
But still, we see the CRRC went out on this bid. Something I do want to mention, too, is if, you know, if there's any Americans listening and they're like, well, it's, you know, so subway cars are being made by foreign companies. As I understand, this has been commonplace in the U.S.
Yes.
Though maybe we make the parts, many times it's other companies that are foreign, like Canada, who did Boston's earlier subway cars, a Canadian company. As I understand, we're not one to necessarily jump on bids or have like a company construct these cars. And in which case, one of the cool things about the CRRC winning this bid out for anyone that is American is because of, I guess, the Buy American Act, a certain percentage of what these cars will be has to be constructed in America. So in which case, as I understand, the CRRC will be, I think, making a factory in Springfield. And this factory will give jobs to Americans as well. As I understand, the factory will provide 150 manufacturing jobs and 100 construction jobs. So, and Hoyoung was telling me before the show, some of these jobs, you know, the listed salary will be $66,000 a year. That's pretty high.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty
and
great.
I love seeing stories like this when it makes total
win-win
sense. Yes, because it is creating jobs in the destination company and a destination country, excuse me, and I'd like to say the host country, which is China, you know, making the railway, these subway car shells, and also sort of exporting the technology as well. And it's going to be a joint venture as it will take place in Springfield, Massachusetts. And I think this is great that, and it makes economic sense as well, because with these very complex railway products, you need to build a certain part of it maybe at home and then ship it over. But the assembly process and also making it happen takes more steps, and that sometimes needs to happen in the destination country, excuse me, which is happening. And if this goes well, then this would be, you know, the first step as a way to see that Chinese manufacturing is really upgrading itself.
Yeah. Well, as I understand, CRRC Chongqing will also provide subway trains for Los Angeles and for Melbourne, Australia.
Wow,
you
good
know
day,
us.
Mate.
Good day, mate. Yeah, exactly. So we're seeing that it's not just, you know, Boston that's getting these subway cars. We're going to see these in L.A. as well as Melbourne. And that's pretty exciting as well. But I don't think it's a surprise. And I would say because, you know, China's really pushing the national plan of the Belt and Road Initiative, which is this huge line that goes, as I understand, to Europe, correct? And so it's going to be used for trains to transport goods. Correct me if I'm wrong, Hyung, in any part of this. And so, of course, when you're going that amount of distance, trading between so many different countries, the technology and the investment in that would be huge. So I think China possesses really good in this kind of transportation sector of railway transit, really good technology, especially being able to build it on a cost-effective level. So if you can use that outside of just the Belt and Road and capitalize and sell to other countries who are in need of a subway car and whatnot, that's also a win-win for you.
And that's how business keeps us connected, I feel. And yes, and this is certainly one of the many things that the CRRC, you know, this the China's railway company is doing right now. And what are some of the other countries that the CRRC is also doing business with in shipping these subway cars, train cars, and the technology out?
I think this is really like a golden business card for made in China products. For example, like now we have the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway. Also, it said that the new lines in Laos are also running very smoothly. I think this is a good example of the win-win, like collaboration, because we can for them, like we provide the high-speed rail for those countries, and people can enjoy a better experience on the ride and also create more like job opportunities. And for China, I think it's a good opportunity for us to establish a brand, because in the past, like made in China is not stands for the high-end products, but now under the China Manufacturing 2025 campaign, our country's like manufacturing industry is developed towards the high-end and maybe more intelligent and also in innovative like trend. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, certainly a lot of change and upgrade has been taking place in the last 5 years. And when we look at the subway or railway construction, I think it makes a lot of sense to choose China, because look at the development in China in this area. Let's just take the subway as an example in Beijing. In Beijing, we have a population that is more than 20 million. And subway is a key source of transportation for people. So we have a lot of experience.
But so does Boston, 117 years of it.
Yes, certainly. Okay, so my point here is in a place like Beijing or Shanghai, when you have such a huge population and we have a relatively new railway or subway system in comparison to what Boston or New York has. And one good thing with having something new is that, well, it's the latest technology and it is more of the up-to-date build.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you to some extent. Subways, though, I would not. I would say what China has capitalized in the way of railway technologies, things like bullet trains. That's why I think they're able to do this so well and efficiently, is because bullet trains are something I feel, at least in what I've heard in the news, is synonymous with China and how they've developed it. Also, as I had said, the Belt and Road Initiative. You know, you're going to need a lot of trains, a lot of cargo trains, a lot of trains that can pull a lot of weight, far distances, to be able to make this happen. And so with all that capitalizing and investment, China's always been a huge producer, a big GDP contender. So they've always had to move tons of goods, whether it's been through ships or by train. So I think this just makes sense. But also on the same level, when you develop railway technology, maybe you see benefits in how it can benefit subways and be able to at least maybe offer a better deal, a more cheaper deal, without sacrificing the quality. What I really like about this is, you know, as an American, this is a win-win for, I think, both China and the U.S. And anything that I can see bring two countries together on some kind of level is an awesome thing that the world needs more of. And I say this here is because, you know, Americans are getting jobs out of this. This is great, you know. And at the same time, people in Boston who have suffered, we all been there. Maybe when certain things are late or transportation isn't working out the right way, it can be the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah.
So if Boston found a way to cheaper provide better transportation to its citizens, that's a win for Americans as well. So jobs, better transportation being provided by China, that's great. You know, they were offering half the price of their Canadian counterparts. So if that competitiveness is there and China's offering it, it's a win-win for both China and America.
Yeah, I also surprised by the bullet train China, even I'm a Chinese, such as the Fuxing Hao. And when you just depart from Beijing to Shanghai, it only takes 4.5 hours.
Whoa.
We don't need a plane anymore. Oh,
that's
sorry
awesome.
Sorry for that. Yeah, but I prefer to take a train than plane. Yeah, it makes me feel more comfortable.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. You're not alone.
And I would like to agree as well. Yes, because there are some really obvious benefits that high-speed rail has brought to us.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, when it's not super long distance, it's just so much more convenient and saves up a lot of time.
And sometimes for those people who hate heights, like me, it's a good option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've talked subway and also high-speed rail as well, and we can see huge efforts that's been devoted to this area in China, and we're seeing that technology and products are becoming more and more mature, and we're really happy to see that.
That's great.
You know, with Chinese technology and meeting American standards, everybody's happy.
Everybody's winning.
Win, win, win. Yes, well, I can't think of a better story that puts me in a wonderful mood like this one. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shen.